So PSA, AASI, first chair. It's kind of first tram after lunch. We're here with
Kevin Ashley
from Microsoft, and kind of an interesting afternoon plan. We're going to be doing some AI. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Well, George, the AI aspect of what we're trying to do is connecting skiers' performance and trying to analyze skier performance through what we call machine learning and artificial intelligence. It sounds maybe complex, but really it's very similar to processing weather. If you look at the weather, for example, weather patterns, how do we know what is the weather tomorrow, right? What the weather is going to be tomorrow. So same thing, we're trying to apply algorithms for machine learning and artificial intelligence to skiing and trying to figure out how can we improve skiers' performance based on that.
How do you develop that with a computer? Do you actually use real people?
Well, we actually need real people, to be honest. You know, you can't just sit in the labs and do things in the virtual reality space completely. You can project things into the virtual reality, but you definitely need to be working with people, working with PSIA, and that's why we're so grateful for the opportunity to be with you guys and to actually work with ski instructors and to see how they look at the movement analysis, how they process movements for skiers, and maybe perhaps try to apply our algorithms to improve that.
So what's kind of the goal for this afternoon?
Well, the goal for the afternoon is skiing, of course, right? So how could it be different? But really, what we're looking for is we have a full body suit that captures sensor data from the skiers. It's very high precision, very high definition. So we can see in virtual reality a full three-dimensional model for the skier. And then we can collect this data. We'll get the data, process it, and visualize it so you guys can see it actually on the screens. We'll try to analyze that data at the end of the day.
Now, this sounds very Star Wars, like the hologram, or are you looking through goggles when you're looking at this? Is it up on a screen? How do you analyze it?
Right. So, and actually, well, the first part of analysis, of course, is visual. And we're giving you a complete visual, Star Wars-like picture in the goggles that Microsoft has developed. It's called HoloLens. So HoloLens are holographic three-dimensional goggles. They're see-through. You can look through the goggles, but at the same time, you can see actual holograms in front of you. So it does look like Star Wars, in fact.
So wait, so you could be talking to me with those goggles on, but be seeing a holographic image at the same time?
I could. And hey, here's another thing I can do. We can actually look at advanced skiers, for example. We can look at skiers such as top skiers that you guys have with the national team, and then rig the body of your students, the avatars of your students, and actually apply the movements of the top level skier so that your students can actually see how their body perform if they were a super advanced skiers like the national team. So it's almost like applying the avatar. So it's really the virtual reality stuff. It's crazy, I know.
Now this afternoon, we're actually going out with some skiers to do some GS turns. And are you trying to set kind of a baseline or really the ultimate goal for the ultimate turn?
That's right. So the model that PSIA has, and that excites us a lot because we're looking at years and years of research that you guys have done developing the models for skiing, the skills concept, the rotation, aging, pressure control. So we're looking at some very specific drills today. Today we're looking at GS turns. We're trying to collect as much data as we can. Just looking at pretty standard medium radius GS turns, and that would give us a statistical data that we can analyze and see the difference perhaps between an average skier and an advanced skier. So that is the goal that we're doing today.
And are these skiers wearing full body suits that have sensors all over? Do they have specifically placed sensors? And are there sensors on the skis so that we can see pressure? And
yeah, we have a pretty cool, actually, speaking of the sensors on the skis, we have a pretty cool sensor for the skis today, and I'll show it to you. It's not set up today. on the skis, but the sensor indeed looks pretty awesome. It actually installs on the ski, and kind of looks like a puck that you install on the ski. It also illuminates, and actually looks pretty cool. So that is one of the sensors we're going to set up tomorrow. For today, we have a full body suit with 17 sensors on the body, and then we have sensors on the upper body of the athletes. So we have two sets of additional sensors that give us some additional data that we need for analysis.
Well, Kevin, it's been great visiting with you. I look forward to checking in with you daily throughout the rest of the week to see how this comes together.
Absolutely. Happy to help, George. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. First Tram Ride after lunch on First Chair. George Thomas.
Yeah, which means at the end.